This is Dakota Daybook for December 10th. North Dakota's politics haven't always been a Republican supermajority. There was a time of great political divide, a split of 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats in the House. The 1977 legislature had the unusual tie after Democrats lost a close race in Minot after a recount. A special committee of 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats negotiated compromises during the organizational session for the legislature. Democrats got the Speaker of the House, while Republicans controlled the powerful House Appropriations Committee. The Senate also saw partisan tension. On this date in 1976, Bismarck Tribune readers learned of the Republican majority in the Senate voting for a rule change stripping the Democratic lieutenant governor's power to cast tie-breaking votes on all but procedural motions. Lieutenant Governor Wayne Sandsted disputed the move and vowed to vote in the event of a tie, which he did on at least one bill. He petitioned the North Dakota Supreme Court on the issue, but the court split 3-2 against him. It didn't end there. Senator Ray Holmberg, Republican of Grand Forks, proposed a resolution for voters to decide if the lieutenant governor should cast deciding votes on Senate ties. 60% of voters affirmed the role of tiebreaker for the lieutenant governor in the 1978 primary. Political winds also shifted that year. North Dakota Democrats lost the House, but climbed to political power in the mid-1980s. At the Democrats' peak, they held the Senate, the governor's seat, and the congressional delegation, along with most statewide offices. Republicans made a comeback in 1992 with Governor Ed Schaefer's election, and grew from there. As for tie votes in the Senate, they don't happen often, but as recently as 2019, North Dakota's Senate did deadlock on a bill, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford chose not to break the tie. Today's Dakota Daybook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.